This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Time for sports. Give her that old joke. I went to a fight the other night and a hockey game broke out. Well, might not be so far from the truth in the Stanley Cup Series between Vancouver and Boston. Those two teams don't seem to like each other. Also true in the NBA Finals. NPR's Tom Goldman joins us to talk some trash talk. Morning, Tom.
I'm not taking the bait. Good morning, Scott. You're sounding wonderful today.
And Tom, I think you sound lucid and gracious as always, typically, my friend. All right, let's get to this. Roberto Luongo, the great Vancouver goalie, ordinarily woke up last night after getting shelled by the Bruins, I guess, two previous games.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what did he just open his eyes?
Well, he played on, Vancouver took advantage of that old magic elixir of home ice. Mm-hmm. The home team has won every game in this series. Now, if game five last night had been in Boston instead of Vancouver, it probably would have been tough for the Canucks to turn the momentum. As you say, they got shelled in games three and four. But as you said, Luongo came through. He's been brilliant and streaky in goal. He's been mm-hmm. benched twice in the playoffs for shoddy play, including during this series. But he put on his brilliant mask last night. He stopped 31 shots. The Canucks matched the Bruins' toughness and scored a wonderful third-period goal. And now Vancouver is one win away from winning its first Stanley Cup.
As are the Dallas Mavericks in the NBA Finals. They can win it on the road in Miami.
Well, not the Stanley Cup.
All right, the NBA champ. No, they are that good, okay? The Mavericks okay. are that good, they're going to win it in both
true.
Sports.
True, very true.
Now, the Mavs aging center, Dirk Nowitzki, has played magnificently in the clutch. And the other night, despite a 101-degree fever, but yesterday, Dwayne Wade and LeBron James, we'll have some fun with his nickname, had some fun at Dirk's expense.
Oh, did y'all hear me call? I think I'm sick.
What is LeBron James doing making jokes about a great player?
Okay, Scott, if you'll indulge me, I would like to rant about this, and I'll answer your question through this
Remember,
rant.
Remember, I'm a spiritual Clevelander. Go ahead, my friend.
There's so many things wrong with this. Them making fun of Dirk Nowitzki being sick, it's childish. It's arrogant. They knew the cameras were rolling, and they still did it. And as you say, it is startling with LeBron. He's mocking Dirk Nowitzki. He should be watching Dirk on video and learning how to dominate the end of games instead of scoring 11 total points in the fourth quarters of the five games. Now, after the video, I think a lot of us are feeling less charitable about LeBron. And we've seen enough evidence this past week to say, okay, he is shrinking in the fourth quarters. He's not up to the challenge of the finals. Please go ahead and prove this wrong, LeBron. Prove that you are the so-called best player on the planet. But until you do, I am much more interested in all the players in this great series who aren't brands, who haven't tattooed themselves with slogans like Chosen One, but who play great, exciting basketball and who perform wonderfully in the clutch. Thank you, Scott, and God bless America.
That's one. Do you want to take another 30 seconds on that line? I think that's so. What's your favorite joke of the week? I stopped LeBron James on the street and said, "Excuse me, sir. It's an honor to meet you. Do you have change of a dollar?" And do you know what he said?
What?
He said, "Well, here," he said, "here three quarters, but I have no fourth quarter."
Ba-boom.
Well, all right. You think they can close it out, the Mavs?
I think they can. They have to do it in Game 6, though, because if Miami wins Game 6 on their home court in Game 7, maybe a tall order for Dallas. But we're all rooting for Dallas.
NPR's Tom Goldman, thanks so much.
You're welcome.